The Shulchan Aruch does not have any section on Hilchos Tshuva. So when it comes to learning about the laws of Tshuva, everyone goes straight to the Rambam. And the Rambam in his Hilchos Tshuva puts together a few different important components related to how we should view ourselves and how we should view the Tshuva process. And one of the things the Rambam says is that basically a person should view themselves as a Beinoni. A person is not perfect. A person is not necessarily a purely righteous person who doesn't do any sins. Every single one of us need to clap Al Chayit on Yom Kippur. And on the flip side, all of us have schuyos. All of us have tremendous mitzvos that we do, and we're of course not Rishonim. So every person fits into the Beinoni category. And he says, the problem is that we don't know how many mitzvahs we do throughout the year. And even if in theory a person kept track of every single mitzvah and every single avir that a person did, we don't know the specific reward given to each mitzvah and the punishment given to each avirah. Because it's not where keeping Shabbos is the same amount of reward and points, let's say, as wearing tzitzis. They're different. And when it comes to avirahs, the same thing is true, of course. So he says, because a person just has no idea, always view yourself as if you're balanced, as if you are 50-50. You have the same amount of mitzvos as the same amount of averos, and any single thing you're going to do could tip the scale. And then the Rambam writes, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, therefore, V'abeinoni tolenoso ad Yom Kippurim, a Beinoni is held off, is suspended until Yom Kippur. And you have to, the whole point is to tip the scale. You're 50-50. He says, Imasa tshuva, nechtam l'chaim. So if you do tshuva, you're going to be sealed for life. V'im lav, nechtam l'misa. And if you don't do tshuva, rachman l'tzan, you're going to be sealed l'misa, for death. Now, on a side note, it doesn't necessarily mean physical death for this year. But it's certainly very intense thing. And the question on this Rambam is as follows. If it is, as he portrayed it earlier, they're supposed to be yourself, same amount of mitzvah, same amount of averos, and you have to tip the scale, so why do you have to do tshuva? The Rambam here says it's about tshuva. It's all up to tshuva. If you do tshuva, nechtam l'chaim, v'im lav, nechtam l'misa. Why can't I just make sure to do a few extra mitzvahs this week, and then I'll be tipped towards chayim? Why do I have to do tshuva? It doesn't seem to make any sense. If it's all about tipping the scale, then why do I have to do tshuva? And there's a lot of answers to this question. Some of them has to do with the fact that tshuva is so, so important that just like when it comes to, let's say, Shabbos, for example. Shabbos is a mitzvah where if you keep Shabbos, you get tremendous reward, but on the converse, if you don't keep Shabbos, you lose so much. So the same thing could have a positive or a negative. So tshuva is so amazing that if you do tshuva, you're going to be tipped towards that scale of chayim. And if you don't do tshuva, you're going to be tipped towards the other scale of misa, no matter how many mitzvos, other mitzvos you do throughout the week. But there's an answer that I love even more than that answer. And this answer comes from the Emek Bracha. And the Emek Bracha says as follows, and it's important to think about this because for me, this is the vort going into Yom Kippur. This is the vort to think about that shows how important it is to do teshuva. Because when we think about it, every single one of us knows that this past Rosh Hashanah, just last week, we were judged on the previous year, on the year 5779. And when did that judgment start? It started Rosh Hashanah a year ago, right? The full year, one full year of judgment. And how are we supposed to view ourselves, though, when Rosh Hashanah came, when our din came? So we were nichtam, in a certain sense, right? But we're supposed to view ourselves right now, like the Rambam says, as if we're tolen also, as if we're still in balance, as if we have same amount of mitzvot, same amount of averos, anything could tip the scale. But what's the problem? The problem is that right now, or the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, the Emek Bracha says, you know where all of our mitzvos right now that we're doing, you know where it's going towards? All these mitzvos are going towards our din on next Rosh Hashanah. When we're judged for the year 5780, where we're judged in this year, that's when we're going to get the reward for our mitzvos and get the punishment for our averos. That's when we're going to be judged. So nothing, he says, could change the stalemate that we had at our judgment on Rosh Hashanah. However, says the Emek Bracha, there's one mitzvah The only mitzvah that could change our judgment is the mitzvah of teshuvah, because teshuvah is the only mitzvah that works retroactively. Teshuvah could take, let's say, imagine, I'll use 10,000 as a number, you have 10,000 mitzvahs, you're supposed to use 10,000 mitzvahs, 10,000 averos, you have to tip the scale, but nothing could tip the scale because the judgment is over, the year is over. So what do you need to do? You need to do teshuvah if you want to tip the scale, because you have to erase those averos. And when you erase those averos, then you will have tipped the scale towards the positive, l'chaim. And that's what we have to do. That's why going into Yom Kippur, the most important thing is to do tshuva, is to do it properly, to be sincere. And like the Rambam says, when it comes to doing the vidois, doing the achetz, the more we do it, the better it is. And I think what it means, of course, is that hopefully your sincerity will grow. And maybe this time when you say Hashem, Hashem, Karacham, Uchanan, as you said so many times throughout the Slichos or on Yom Kippur, maybe some of them will be more impactful to you than others. Maybe you'll have a Sur Machshav, you know, I forgot to think about this sin, to do real kapara for this sin. And that's what we have to do. So we have to change the scale. We have to tip the scale. And the only way to do that is the mitzvah tshuva. And Be'ez Hashem, every single one of us should be zocha to do tshuva properly, to tip the scale, l'chaim. And Be'ez Hashem, as on every Yom Kippur, at the end, we're going to be singing, we're going to be dancing as we sing L'shana Haba B'Yishalayim, and we should do, and we should feel as if Be'ez Hashem, we've done a good job, and our tshuva was successful, and was makabel by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bi'ava, with tremendous love, that we are much closer. And as tshuva means, it doesn't mean to repent, it means to return. We are returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are becoming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that closeness is what we ride into going into Sukkot.